Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
International pharmaceutical company looking to set up cooperatives to support cultivation of medicinal crops. Stay with us to find out more and later, or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Aunt Jewy, James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
The annual JIS Heritage Essay, Poster and Photography Competitions are back. If you are 9 to 12 years old, enter the JIS Heritage Competition. Submit your 400 to 500 word essay on the theme, How Would You Like to See Jamaica in Another 55 Years? Students in grades 7 to 13, the poster competition is for you. Design an 11 by 17 inch poster digitally or by illustration depicting Jamaica 55. And the photography competition targets students attending an accredited tertiary institution. Submit one high resolution photograph depicting the theme Jamaica 55. Submission deadline is midnight October 31. Entry forms are available at jis.gov.jm.
Chief Executive Officer CEO of the International Nutraceutical Pharmaceutical Company Timeless Herbal Care, Courtney Betty, says the company is looking to set up a cooperative structure to support the greenhouse cultivation of marijuana on mined out bauxite lands. An agricultural cooperative is an autonomous association of women and men who unite voluntarily to meet their common economic, social, and cultural needs and aspirations. An agricultural cooperative is an autonomous association of women and men who unite voluntarily to meet their common economic, social, and cultural needs and aspirations through a jointly owned and democratically controlled enterprise. This includes marketing and processing of farm products and or for the purchase and production of farm inputs. The aim of such a group is to increase the production and incomes of its members by boosting their opportunities with finance, agricultural inputs, information, and output markets.
One of the structures that we're looking at is essentially bringing the concept of cooperatives to these communities. We want to transform farmers from sharecroppers to shareholders. And we see the cooperative model as a tremendous way of allowing them to take control of their own destiny.
Mr. Betty was speaking at the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding MOU that will facilitate the cultivation of medicinal crops on mined-out bauxite lands. The crops include castor bean, guinea hen weed, moringa, medical cannabis, and turmeric. To date, 160 greenhouses have been established in Clarendon, Manchester, St. Anne, and St. Elizabeth. Farmers are to benefit from technical assistance with support from the Jamaica Bauxite Institute and Timeless Herbal Care.
It's first and foremost about grassroots and community building. Timeless Herbal Care is just happy now to be a part of that, to be able to work along with the synergies that are there, to continue in a process of building our nation one community at a time.
Chief Executive Officer of Timeless Herbal Care, Courtney Betty. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. One cocoa, full basket. Translation, gathering one cocoa at a time will fill the basket. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
Don't make diseases spread. Wash your hands with soap and water instead. Wash them regular or use a hand sanitizer. Make sure the germs them dead. Touching your eyes or your mouth or your nose. Wash your hands before you do things like those. After you use the bathroom before preparing food, come on, wash your hand them clean. Cause it's so easy for germs multiply. You better wash your hands, it can save your own life. Wash your hand them clean, no bother spreading a disease, no. Hand washing is key.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, every little bit adds up to a whole lot. Do not expect to achieve success overnight. Take it one step at a time. Being consistent leads to rewards. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Aunt Jewy, James Sawyers, with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.